Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Some time ago, you showed me how to make a galette. My life has never been the same.
So happy that galette made that difference in your life.
It's such a basic pastry. It's so simple to make.
It's French in origin.
You can do everything with it.
It's basically an open-faced tart, but it is so simple because you make a pie dough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can use any recipe you like for a pie dough. And then you roll it out until it's fairly thin, an eighth of an inch thick, into a big circle. And then you place the circle into a pan, and it doesn't have to be a round pan. It's a fruit creation, okay? So
right.
Fruit is moist. In order to keep the crust from getting soggy,
yes,
I will add either a mixture of ground almonds or walnuts and flour and cinnamon.
Uh-huh.
And then spread it not all over the bottom of the crust, but where I expect the fruit is going to go.
Yes.
Or sometimes I would use ground almonds. You can buy some very fine powdered almonds, which they call almond flour. You could also use hazelnut flour.
Yeah.
It would have to be a reasonable amount, maybe a third of a cup. It'll be a thin layer. And then you put your fruit on it. And what are we going to use for fruit? Whatever is in season.
Oh.
So peaches are in season.
Yeah.
When peaches are in season, use peaches. Plums are in season, use plums. Apricots are in season. Apple, huckleberries.
Berries.
Blueberries, also. Blackberries. You have a whole world open to you. And there will be a recipe at mtpr.org for peach galette. It's a thin layer of fruit. For a peach galette, you start off with 2 pounds of peaches that you drop into boiling water for a few seconds and then into cold water. Take the peel off. Cut your peaches into thin slices and arrange them over your ground almonds or flour. Sprinkle sugar over it, 6-7 tablespoons, depending upon the sweetness of the fruit. At this point, you have the exposed fruit, and then dot it with a couple of tablespoons of butter. Adds moistness and flavor. Then you pull up the edges of the pastry around the outer edge of fruit, covering it completely. It's going to make pleats. They're going to be uneven, and it's going to have a rustic appeal, and it's going to be fabulous. You press that outer layer of pastry against that outer layer of fruit firmly. You want it to hold together. Brush the surface of that edge of pastry with water. Take more granulated sugar, could be light brown sugar if you like, and then sprinkle that over. Bake it in a 400-degree oven for about an hour. 45 minutes to an hour. Check it 45 minutes. You want to see that the juices are really nice and thick. The juices will bubble, and you'll get this great aroma. Take it out of the oven. Let it cool. You're ready to eat.
Yes. You've done it. Get out of the kitchen at that point.
Or else you'll eat the whole thing. But apricots, John, they're a peculiar fruit because they can taste perfectly sweet when they're ripe and you're biting into it.
Uh-huh.
And then you bake with them or cook with them, and they develop a tremendous tartness. And so you sometimes have to compensate for that by adding a little bit extra sugar.
You won't run into that problem with apples.
Or
peaches. It would be a good idea to use 2 or 3 different kinds of apples. That would be very helpful. It's easy enough to do, right? What about things like plums? Is that going to be problematical?
Plums, there are many different kinds of plums now. There are red plums. There's black plums. You'll need to cut the plums off the pits.
Yes.
So be careful when you're doing that. The width of the outer section of the plum should be maybe about a third of an inch or so. It'll taper down to nothing practically at the tip. Arrange them in concentric circles.
Sure.
Make it look as attractive as you can. And then follow through with the sprinkling of the sugar and the dotting of the butter and then raising the outer edge of the pastry and pressing it firmly onto the plum. Also, what is sometimes a very good idea if you want to glaze for an apricot galette, because it is so sweet, you might want to make a red currant glaze. You would take red currant jam, add 1 tablespoon of sugar, then heat it up until the sugar is all dissolved. Cook it until it's slightly syrupy, and then you can take that glaze and you would apply it to the baked galette. It would give it a very, very pretty look.
The great thing about a galette is it's not going to come out as some fancy dessert. It's hearty, and there's something extremely satisfying.
You don't need anything with a galette. If you wanted ice cream or frozen yogurt or creme anglaise, fine. I don't think it needs it.
I don't think it needs it either. It's pretty fabulous, really. And they're easy to make. Once you do it 2 or 3 times, you'll find it's something that you can whip up
at any.
I'll just do that.
Yes.
You know?
Uh-huh.
It's one of those beautiful little desserts that'll be a permanent part of your
repertoire. Yes.
So you want to cultivate that. And you also want to come back next week for
The Food Guys.